WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
We are back in with hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you would like to call in and be involved in the discussion. In the first hour, we were talking about this UMass Amherst poll with WCVB about whether or not there should be an age limit on serving in the U.S. Senate. And according to this poll, 72% of those who participated said they somewhat or strongly supported the idea of an age limit for the U.S. Senate, and the average suggested maximum age was 66. This as 75-year-old Elizabeth Warren is seeking re-election on November 5th, and the other senator, Senator Ed Markey, 78 years old, and is in office until 2027. So, do you think there should be an age limit? We can take your thoughts on that. We can take your thoughts on the Kamala Harris Fox News interview, which was really just talking over each other for 26 minutes. And I thought part of what... So, when I first watched it, I watched it last night when I got home from the library. And when I first watched it, I felt that Bret Baier was kind of pushing an agenda, the same way that people thought that the moderators of the debate were pushing in the agenda. And then I gave it a little bit of a second look, and I was like, hey, you know what's really happening here is he's only got a half an hour. Like, he's got a very limited time, and he's trying to just get right to the questions and get answers directly to the questions. And Harris was less interested in answering the questions in terms of her own thoughts and more about making it an indictment of Donald Trump. No pun intended. Which is a strategy. You know, don't listen to all the people that are like, well, of course she's doing that because she doesn't actually have any answers. She doesn't have anything to say. You can read all about her plan on her website. Unlike Donald Trump, she has one. But what you can do is you can go back, watch that, and just see of what you've got there is, I think, an interviewer who wants to get to these questions in the amount of time that they have, wants to make the most of that time. And then you have a candidate who came into this wanting to speak to that. Because nobody's watching Fox News and thinking to themselves, well, I might vote for her depending on what she says in this interview. No way in hell. This is nothing more than trying to, this is the person who's yelling at somebody in a slasher film from the audience, yelling at the person on the screen, don't go in there. Don't go into that cabin. Jason's in there. You're going to die. Don't go in there. And it doesn't matter because they're going to go into the cabin. And she was basically on Fox News to try to yell at people who are going to vote for Donald Trump. Don't vote for this guy. Here's a guy. And they're going to do it anyway. So what ended up happening is, you know, I think if you had an hour long sit down, it would have been different. But I think having a 26 minute sit down kind of rushed everything together and That's why you just have them talking all over each other. And I don't know that that was the best face for her to present to a Fox News audience. Again, it doesn't matter. Nobody watching that channel is going to vote for her. Except for, you know, people who were going to vote for her already that just wanted to see how that interview went. Like me. But she wasn't convincing anybody to vote for her. She wasn't campaigning for Kamala Harris. She was campaigning against Donald Trump there. That was the point of it. And obviously, Brett Baer knew that was going to be what was going to go on, and he was ready to push back on that. So it's no different, by the way, for everybody that wants to crap all over her. It's no different than what Donald Trump does every time he speaks, which is not answer questions about himself or about his own plans, but just to talk crap about Kamala Harris. It's exactly what he does. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't part of the strategy. That wasn't what they were doing on purpose. They're like, you know what? We're going to out Trump Trump on his own favorite network. We're going to do the same thing that he does and then watch when everybody loses their minds about it and then laugh, because what difference does it make? What difference does it make that she went on? All it was to show I was willing to do it because I'm not afraid. That's what it was all about. I didn't expect to get any kind of new insight or new answers to anything. That kind of went exactly how I expected it to go. And now you're going to get a lot of those types of appearances in the coming weeks from both candidates. Ones that are less about substance and more about getting headlines. So, you know, take it for what it is. Don't read too much into it. Of course, I immediately saw, oh, she's wearing the same earring she had on the debate. Oh. Like nobody was feeding her answers. First of all, if somebody was feeding her answers, they probably would have told her, hey, you know what? Maybe calm down and let him look like the bully here. And I don't think that he would have. I think that he came across as being respectful, even if he was pushing. But again, I think Brett's job was just to get as much of that, to get to as much of that as he could in the allotted time that they had. Because you saw that it's, you know, at some point he'd kind of like would just give up on a question and move on to the next one. Because he's basically thinking like, all right, I've got all these questions in front of me. I want to try to get to as many of these as I can. And they have a big clock, I'm assuming, behind her that he can see. So he knows that time is dwindling down. And as someone who has had to speak against the clock quite a bit, I do it every morning. That's basically what I'm doing right now. I know I have a commercial break coming up that's X amount of time before the news at 7:30. So I know that I have to stop talking by this point in time. And if you call in and start going on about something, I've got to kind of rein you in because I know that I'm watching that clock. So I get it. I sympathize with it. So I think that you're going to be a little bit pushy in that situation. But again, he was also respectful too. And I think she was trying to be respectful, too, in the way that she was responding to him, but just wanted to make it all about what a problem Donald Trump is. And basically insinuating to people, this is why you shouldn't. I know you're going to vote for him because I'm on Fox News, but this is, you shouldn't, and here's why. And I hope that you at least feel a little bit of, have a little bit of second thoughts before you fill in that bubble or pull that lever. I think that there's humor in it for me when I go on social media and I see the comments that everybody was making about it. And they don't realize that everything that you say is a problem with the candidate you don't like is exactly what the candidate that you do like does every single day. If it's one thing that we have learned from the last 8 years, it is that people can easily be blinded to their absolute hypocrisy. And there's actually, you know, actual diagnoses for what that is. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad. So, you know what I did this morning? Something that most normal people probably don't do. And I started looking up how many approved pipelines. Because we all know how there are people on the right, conservative people, Republicans, that like to always just point to one pipeline, right? It's been a same pipeline since Obama. The XL pipeline, Keystone. So I want to, and that's, you know, the main cause for any price hikes or anything else, as if it's like the magic bullet. So I looked up how many pipelines have been actually approved on average every year under Biden. You know, and they would think, because they don't do any research, they don't care, they just like talking points, is I looked it up, about 12 on average, 10 to 12 pipelines in America, oil and gas pipelines in America have been approved every year under Biden. I looked under Trump. Trump is right around 20 to 24. So yes, Biden is about half of what Trump was. But if you ask these people, they would say none. No pipelines. That's why gas prices is $3 a gallon right now. These are the same people who also like to blame the drop in oil prices and the drop in gas prices on the election, as if gas prices didn't spike in May every single year. They spike in May because it's prime driving season and we're changing a blend, which is more expensive. So if you pay attention to economics, you're going to bring in a cheaper blend for the wintertime and driving is less. So demand on your gas is less, so that drives down prices. And this happens every year, regardless if it was an election year or not. So this is the type of stuff that I kind of like pay attention to, but like make me laugh, because I know the other side doesn't pay attention to this. And I called it the other side, coming from me, who yesterday I voted for John Deaton and Donald Trump. But I'm not part of their crew. I'm not part of their little group. I just feel Donald Trump, in my opinion, in this election was a better choice. John Deaton in this election is a better choice. But I still have the cognitive ability to kind of discern what is BS and what's not. So that's one thing that I wanted to bring up. You know, the whole thing with the gas prices, the whole thing with oil pipelines, it's all a bunch of rhetoric and political, you know, BS that people throw out there. Like Harris is another one. She just throws stuff out there to see if it sticks to the wall to help her base. You know, if people were really serious about actually advancing this country as voters, you'd do a little bit more research. You know, you do your own research with actual data and not just try and regurgitate dumb talking points that you heard on OAN, Newsmax, MSNBC. People don't pay attention. People don't pay attention to you. If you see a meme, it doesn't mean it's true. And you know this more than anybody, Tim.
Right.
You know, if you see it on social media, it does not make it factual.
I mean, I think the bigger problem here is that you have a much lower threshold now for confirmation bias, where it used to be that you had to find, you know, actual articles, resources, scholarly reviews, things that actually would prove what it is. Now it's just, well, I found this article on the internet. Well, of course you did, because people write articles pushing the BS theory that you already believe in, because then they know that you're going to click on it and share it, and they're going to make ad revenue. And they don't care about the integrity of it. They don't care about whether or not it's accurate. They just care about whether or not it's going to get the page views and get the ads.
You know what's crazy is like the links that I find. Sometimes I'll just look at the link, and it'll be some obscure link. It'll have this title, and the headline is Biden, you know, trips upstairs and falls, breaks his nose, and people will share it. And the URL is like www.bidenisajoke.com, and people share it like it's a fact. People share it like it's a fact. You look at the URL, you can even tell that it's, you know, it's BS, but people don't, and people don't care. So the other thing that actually brought even started looking at oil pipelines and stuff. The price of oil right now is dropping, even as Iran bombs Israel and Israel is looking to retaliate. We are actually seeing a drop in oil. I remember in the early 2000s when oil would spike on any little potential, not even a no bullet was fired yet, but potential conflict in the Middle East. Oil would spike to $90, $95 a barrel in the early 2000s. Now we have literal war in the Middle East, and it's oil is down. It's around $70 a barrel, which is right around where it should be to be profitable for our oil companies here in America. It's not spiking. And the reason for that is, one, energy efficiency, the ability for us to drive long distances and not use as much oil product. And we are producing here in America, American oil companies are producing more than ever. That's the reason why we are able to stave off some of the erratic spikes that would happen in the past from oil, from Middle East conflicts. So that's why I wanted to give you a call, because And that's why I started looking up oil pipelines and stuff, because I saw it on Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal that oil is dropping down to like $70 a barrel. And even as, you know, the conflicts are you know, spiking off the map right now.
So
there's got to be a reason.
The bigger question, though, is how many people hear what you're saying and nod and understand and then still go and put out the garbage anyway? How many people are doing it because they're actually ignorant, and how many people are doing it because they're willfully ignorant? They're just ignoring the fact because it's not the narrative that they want to push.
Oh, everybody. In fact, the guy in the afternoon will do the exact same thing that you just said. The guy in the afternoon will actually say, no, I'm wrong. He will say that I'm wrong all the time. So that's the problem. We have people who are on the other side who are willfully ignorant and have the power to actually educate people, and they don't, whether you're a blog poster, a newspaper writer, or anything else. We have to discern for ourselves and go to the source and don't rely on people, unfortunately. You can get some information from the news, but then verify yourself.
You can rely on the right news.
Well, you can rely on the people with a track record, right? They have to have a resume that you can go back on, right? WBSM has a history of being factual. Your news department has a history of being factual. But just because you have a history of being factual doesn't mean I'm not going to double check you.
Right. People can make mistakes too.
Right. Exactly. So I always, even though I'm like, I rely on you guys for a lot of your local news, sometimes I'll go to another source and see if it collaborates. Be like, oh yeah, they're saying the exact same thing as BSM. Yes, it must be true. We start to discern, and we're able to filter out the BS if you actually pay attention. But unfortunately, we have a lot of people with opinions who have the mask on as news, news production, or, you know, a newspaper. You know, Wall Street Journal opinion section is always pushed as news, even though it's people who are very educated, and many, many times, and most of the time, they are true. It's still an opinion. So even though you read the Wall Street Journal opinion section, doesn't mean that it's actually going to be 100% true. It's somebody's opinion. So you need to double check and fact check. Everybody who just heard me put out all these numbers with pipelines and the reason why oil, double check me.
Right.
Double check me. right? It doesn't matter. I have enough faith in my own research that I can do that. But yeah, it's just something that I find interesting with oil production. Chris McCarthy, he's fantastic with this because he understands that the base of every economic argument in prices is energy. And he understands that. That's why I love talking to him about this stuff. We could talk about this off the air all day long, but you know, on the radio, people go to sleep.
Right. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here before the news, but thank you for the call.
You got it, Tim.
Have a good day. And we can certainly dive into that more coming up after the news, but I got to take this break right now. We'll be right back. All right. We will take more of your calls coming up. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Kamala Harris takes on Trump in a Fox News interview. A pop star's shocking death under investigation. And how smart is your dog? The university's trying to figure that out.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Harris says that the person holding the title of president should be willing to handle the criticism without saying they would lock people up.
People are exhausted with someone who professes to be a leader who spends full time demeaning and engaging in personal grievances and it being about him instead of the American people. People are tired of that.
In an interview yesterday with Brett Baer of Fox News, Harris made the comments in regards to Donald Trump earlier this week, suggesting military usage to handle what he called the enemy from within on Election Day. She went on to say that both her and Baer knew that Trump has, quote, talked about turning the American military on the American people, along with talking about having people locked up if they disagreed with the former president. J.D. Vance says he doesn't think Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Trump's running mate spoke in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, where he was pressed by reporters about his previous refusals to say whether or not Trump lost against Joe Biden. One reporter asked, quote, did Donald Trump lose in 2020? To which Vance replied, quote, not by the words that I would use, saying he thinks there were, quote, serious problems in 2020. He went on to criticize the media for focusing on the last presidential election, adding that he couldn't care less if you agree or disagree with him on the issue. The music world paying tribute to the late Liam Payne. The One Direction star was 31 years old when his death was announced Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. His friends and fans are speaking out on social media. The death is under investigation. One Direction started on the reality TV show X Factor and became the biggest boy band in the world. The extended family of the Menendez brothers, the subject of the second season of the Netflix crime drama series Monster, are rallying for their release from a California prison. Joan Vandermolen, the sister of the brothers' deceased mother, Kitty Melendez, says she believes the brothers were abused.
We know that abuse has long-lasting effects, and victims of trauma sometimes act in ways that are very difficult to understand.
Eric and Lyle Menendez were found guilty of killing their parents in Beverly Hills nearly 3 decades ago. They've always maintained they didn't kill them for the money, but because their father had been molesting them for years while their mother stood by. Jury selection continues today in the third trial of one of the Louisville police officers involved in the botched raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment in 2020. Brett Hankinson did not fire the shot that killed Taylor, but is facing civil rights and excessive force charges for allegedly shooting blindly into the apartment when he believed fellow officers were being attacked. And UC San Diego is receiving a grant to figure out if dogs can actually communicate by pressing a button. Bree Tennis with more.
Purina has granted $200,000 for an interspecies research project. Tests will be conducted at the university as well as with thousands of at-home dogs. These animals will be trained to associate specific words with specific buttons on a soundboard. Among the words the researchers are testing, play, outside, potty, and walk. Scientists on Purina's pet behavior team say this study is an opportunity to give pets an actual voice in research. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins beat the Colorado Avalanche last night 5-3. Off to Utah for a Saturday night game. Patriots heading overseas to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London this Sunday. And the Boston Celtics have their home opener with the New York Knicks on Tuesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy and temperatures in the upper 50s today. For Friday, mainly sunny at a high of 61. Sunny all weekend and warming up to highs in the upper 60s and low 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. That is REM. It is Drive, which you're probably familiar with the more slower version on the Automatic for the People album, but that is the alternative NRG version, like energy, alternative energy version. That is from the Greenpeace album. And I think, I want to say it was like the MTV Movie Awards or the VMAs or something. They did play that song on one of those shows. Also that way. But, and I think they, if I remember right, I think they played it that way when I saw them on the Monster Tour. I don't know. That whole night's a blur. Thanks to the introduction I had at the tender age of 16 to Goldschlager. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A story out of Springfield that is heartbreaking. A newborn, this comes from New England Cable News. A newborn baby was found abandoned Tuesday evening in Springfield. Police say the boy, believed to be a few weeks old, was left outside an apartment building on Worthington Street. Officers responded at around 7:45 p.m. after a resident called 911. They brought the baby to a local medical center. He is in stable condition. But they're trying to find out more information, and anybody that has any information is asked to call Springfield Police. But they remind people that if you do need to surrender a newborn, you can do that at designated locations like hospitals, police departments, and fire departments without legal penalty. And when I hear a story like this, when I hear a baby was found abandoned outside the apartment, my first thought isn't that somebody intentionally left this baby. And maybe it's my own naivete when it comes to this. Maybe it's my own want to believe in, you know, the better. But I'm like, what happened? What happened to the mother? Did somebody take her? Was the mother kidnapped? Did the mother have a medical emergency? Did she die somewhere? Like, I don't think abandonment automatically. But the police must have some kind of information if that's what they're calling this. But it is concerning because, as I said, there are places where you can surrender a baby without legal penalty. So if you are someone who has a child that you can't take care of anymore, you can bring it to the proper place without having to abandon them somewhere. Like the mother who might have brought the baby to Fort Tabor last year. And while it's unknown if the baby was still alive or not, did she abandon a living baby at Fort Tabor, or did the baby pass away and she abandoned the body there? We still don't know. But if it was alive, there were other alternatives. because luckily someone found it. Luckily someone found this boy, or else who knows what could have happened if this baby was outside overnight. Tuesday night got pretty cold. That baby would not have survived the night. He would not have made it. 508-996-0500. I'd also mentioned earlier the incident that happened with Christian Barmore, who was pulled over by Providence police, and he is describing it as racism. As he put on social media, racism at its finest. Now, the Patriots' young defensive tackle is currently on the physically unable to perform list because he has been diagnosed with blood clots. Very serious condition. And he may return to the field. He may never return to the field. Right now, it's all up in the air. But he was stopped at 12:53 in the morning on Wednesday and cited for driving with an expired registration and a plate cover violation. So basically, he had an expired registration that he drove by. The police saw that the windows on his car were very tinted and that the license plate had a cover over it that made it so that they couldn't read the license plate. And so they paid a little bit more attention to the vehicle. They ran the plate. They found out that it was an expired registration. It expired a couple weeks ago, beginning of October. And so they pulled him over. And they say that he handed them the paperwork aggressively. There is police body camera footage, which you can watch. All the Providence news stations have it. New England Cable News has it. His Jeep was towed and he left the scene in another vehicle. His mother apparently came and picked him up. And about 30 minutes after it happened, he went on Twitter and posted, "I just experienced for the first time five Providence cops being very unprofessional, racism at its finest." Now, the police instead put out their own statement. Let me go to ABC 6. I know they had the police statement. But they were basically saying, you know, everything was done above board. They say, "We understand that," this comes from Providence Police Chief Oscar Perez. He says, "The department takes public concerns, quote, very seriously and with the utmost professionalism, but noted that the officer followed protocol and regulations." He said, "We understand that any encounter with law enforcement can be stressful. However, it's important to note that officers are required to enforce all applicable laws, including those related to vehicle registration. We will continue to review the situation to ensure that proper procedures were followed and to maintain transparency with the public." And, of course, the Patriots are aware of the situation. Gerard Mayo said that he had spoken to Christian Barmore. But basically, it's up to you to decide what you think, because you can see the video. Obviously, nobody wants to get pulled over by the police. Obviously, nobody wants to get pulled over by the police for having windows that are too tinted. Is it possible that he didn't know his registration was expired? Absolutely. It happens to me. I've done it before. I remember I met up with my parents one time to go out to dinner, and we walked out. My dad was like, "Hey, did you know that your plate's expired?" "What? No, my plate doesn't run out until next year." And then I look, and sure enough, it was expired. It was my license that was the next year, and I just had them confused in my head and thought that I had another year. So, I mean, it happens. Now it's a little bit different. Now they send you the reminders in the mail and they send you emails and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, back in the day when it was on you to remember, it would slip my mind quite often. Whether it be the registration, the inspection sticker. One time I even did forget to renew my license. And I remember driving to the RMV to do it. And I was like, because this is before you did it online. I was like, oh, don't get pulled over. Don't get pulled over. Now, this was January 5th. My birthday is January 4th. So I was a day past. And I was like, oh, don't get pulled over. Don't get pulled over. Like, they would have let me go. They might have insisted on following me to the RMV, but they wouldn't have bagged me for that. But anyway, but that is it possible that happened? Yes. But did he have the best response to it? It doesn't sound like it. But yet he felt, you know, that he was being targeted. So I guess, like I said, you can watch the interaction and see what you think. The other concern that the police had, you know, the other concern in this is I don't get why people shield out their license plate to the point where it can't be read. I understand why they want to put the license plate cover over it. They want to, in some cases, protect the plate. I can tell you right now, my rear plate, and I don't know how this happened, it happened relatively suddenly, is almost faded. I've had these plates for a long time. So the rear plate is almost faded. It's got to be swapped out with a new plate. So I get wanting to protect it. Keeps it nice. Keeps it from getting dirty. Keeps it from getting all the bugs on it and all the other stuff. And also because if you have a dark car and you have tinted windows, putting a little, you know, the white of the plate stands out. Although these were, I think, Maryland plates on his, so I don't know what color those are. But the color of the plate stands out. So you want to kind of dampen that a little bit. And you have the right to put something over it, but it can't be so dark that you can't read the numbers. So it always surprises me when people are like, I can't believe I got pulled over for my window tint, or I can't believe I got pulled over for my license plate being tinted. Yeah. Do I agree that it's stupid? Of course I do. But also, you know that there's a legal limit. The person who tinted your windows probably told you there's a legal limit. And you were like, yeah, well, we'll go darker anyway. Now, the window tint part, I don't agree with. I understand needing to see the numbers in the license plate. So there's only so far you can tint that. And now they use the LiDAR to scan your plate. So I don't know if that needs to be a clear shot or if the tint gets in the way of that or doesn't. I don't know. And the windows, I can understand being for safety when an officer approaches the vehicle, but in general, I mean, I've been saying for years I was going to tint the windows on my car just to make it cooler in the summertime, but I've never done it. And I certainly probably wouldn't do it professionally. I'd probably just go get the roll of tint and do it myself, which I have done before. Doesn't work out very well. I did that on my Trans Am. And I put super dark tint on it. And I was like, well, all I'm going to do is get pulled over now. But it was just, that was on clearance, so I got it. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be right back. That is Everybody, Everybody by Black Box. And everybody, everybody should go down to the butcher shop and get yourself something delicious, because not only can you get high quality meats cut exactly the way you want them, things like Terrace Major, things like tomahawk steaks, cowboy steaks, you can get steak tips, you can get burgers, you can get chicken breast, giant chicken wings, you can get celebrity pork chops. Oh, man. In a couple of weeks when I'm finally home for dinner, I'm going to get some more celebrity pork chops. You can get all kinds of great meats there, but you can also get everything else that you need. You can do all your shopping right there at the butcher shop. You can also get some of their great pre-made foods. A couple of weeks ago, those homemade French meat pies were flying out the door. Of course, Maria's rice pudding, always one of my favorite things to get when I go there. So many great options at the butcher shop. You just got to go there and see for yourself. Take a walk around and see if there isn't something that you want to have for dinner tonight. Or grab yourself a hot lunch to go, because they've always got great pre-made food ready to go, ready to fill you up and feed you and warm you up on a morning like today. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Earlier, we were talking about the giveaway we're doing, the contest we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The contest, the band that we're giving away tickets is Lawrence. And I was talking about how it's a chance to really see an act at an intimate venue before they really make it big. And Not Bad Nope Bluff says, good morning, Tim. I actually had one of those moments that you spoke about earlier regarding seeing a music artist before they went big. I attended Jeffrey Osborne's concert in Boston, and he introduced the crowd to an unknown singer, Whitney Houston. And, you know, there's been people that you kind of see them and you say, oh, they're going to be the next big thing. You might see them on TV. You might see them in person, but you kind of know ahead of time. And I've had that happen to me in the pro wrestling world, where I've seen people said, oh, they're going to be a big star. Here's somebody that I just saw in this independent show that's going to rise up the ranks and be somebody big. So it's really kind of, it makes it personal for you to then see their success, because you feel like you have that connection to them. Say, ah, I remember them when. I was just talking about this the other day with the Eagles putting on these shows at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And I remember we went to see my former boss and I when I was working my last cooking job. He loved to go to concerts like I did. And he would always buy me concert tickets because, you know, he's like, I can't give you a bonus because the company doesn't let me, but I can. And he was a great guy. He used to give me cash every week on Friday and be like, here's a little something to try to make up for how poorly you're paid. I was like, you don't have to do that. I know you don't make that much more than me, but he would do it anyway. Gas money, because you're driving from Wareham. You're driving from Wareham too. But he would always try to get tickets to something big every year. One year we went to see Joe Walsh at the Melody Tent. Great show, great seats. And then we went to see the Eagles the year after at the Xfinity Center. And even though it was this bigger production and it was the entire band, we're like, oh, there's our friend Joe, because we had felt we had that intimate experience with him at the Melody Tent that it kind of translated into this. So, you know, you can have that feeling and be part of somebody's journey. And you get to see Lawrence right as they're starting to really make a name for themselves. So you can enter that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Stop by and visit them, 115 Huddleston Avenue. They have some great tastings coming up this week that we'll talk about in a little bit. Right now, though, I've got to take my final break of this hour. Back in a few moments. So you can enter to win at WBSM.com and the WBSM.